Colin, I'm sure you're feeling great now after all those salaries we're seeing to Barry Gray. You know, the people maybe look on and wonder, why do these guys put themselves through this? But it's for days like today when you get a good win and you can head up the road with a smile on your face.
Well, yes, definitely. It was a great win for us. But with hasten to add, I don't know why I put myself through it, because I nearly took a heart attack today. But sure, that's football, and that's why we love it.
That's nearly every Saturday, isn't it?
I mean, at the minute, yeah.
So it was late drama, two goals in the space of the last, 6 minutes? And did you think it was going to be an afternoon of frustration after seeing Ballymallard go down to 10 men?
Yes, it did. I mean, we've been short in confidence, as well documented our lack of goals, but I know what this team's capable of. I know there's goals in the team, and today we give ourselves a solid platform of a clean sheet. Aaron Hogg was magnificent. They had a few chances. I'm sure they'll be disappointed they didn't take something from the game, but we won 2-0, and that's all I can care about tonight.
What was the problem, did you think, Colin? Why had they had this lengthy spell? What was it, one league goal in the last 7 matches?
Well, I couldn't put my finger on it, because there's absolutely no reason for it. I have these players in training on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're putting the ball in it like there's no tomorrow. But look, it's just who can explain any run you go on at times? We just had to keep working hard. I thought we kept their task today. To be fair to my backroom staff, we sort of called the subs today, and I'll give them credit. And, it was late on in the game, and the subs changed the game and won us a 2-0, and I'm absolutely delighted.
How important are those games going to be? Because we made the point, Colin, on the Irish League show, already this season we've seen that the bottom four haven't managed to beat any of the teams outside of the bottom four. So even though it's early in the season, did you feel if you could win at Ballymallard today, it would have added significance, because it looks as if they're going to be in around you come maybe when it comes to making big decisions?
Well, I don't plan to be in the round the bottom of the table, to be honest with you. I feel I've assembled a good squad at Ards. But confidence is a massive thing in football, and hopefully today's win will give us a wee shot in the arm that we need, because we started to pass the ball about when we got the goal really well, and that's what this team can do. But, it's a terrific win. I feel for Gavin, because I had a long chat with him before the game. In fact, me and him were the only two on the pitch. And, it's tough down there. But, no, we want to get a few points and get away from this trouble that we're in as soon as possible.
Yeah, if you can get players scoring goals, you can pull away from that part of the table then.
Yes, I do, because I think defensively we look a lot more sound and solid. Yes, we've lost a few games with a few goals, but it's not in relation to where we were last year. And the goal drought has come from nowhere for me, and trust me, it's given me sleepless nights. But hopefully we can kick on. As I say, it's great to see Michael McClelland getting off the mark today as well. I thought he came on, done really, really well. So, look, at the end of the day, it's a win, it's 2 goals, it's a clean sheet, and, it's a nice drive back home.